Okay, we'll go ahead and get started again. This was the meeting on November the 2nd, 2023. And we've started our SHAC meeting going over the idea of the wellness policy and the triennial assessment. So going back, kind of where we're locating that under departments and under scrolling down to health services and then to SHAC, the information about SHAC is all here listed. More of the information and a link here to the coordinated health program. And then the Texas SHAC. So here we have also the wellness program. Additionally, kind of while we're here, our meeting dates are always listed. I'll try and do that. And just like we're having to do the recording, and that is listed under the meeting minutes. The dates for the meeting dates, the SHAC meeting, is also posted not only online, but also at the administration building for anybody who wants to see. Okay. So my point with this is really just to show you on the wellness program, the link. I think there's other ways under resources and required postings that you can get to this as well. But here you can see our local policy, which I'm going to pull up, and then our wellness plan. And then here you could go and look at our progress report, the one that we had before. And at the end of this SHAC meeting year, then we'll go, that'll be posted there, our progress report. So the reason I printed this one, and this is really the wellness plan as we go through that with the triennial assessment. I wanted us to be able to talk, take notes and that sort of thing. So you're welcome to write your name on it, and then we're going to keep this with me so that we have it as a working document for the next couple of meetings, okay? Of course, you can always print it off here and or pull it up on your computer and look at it this direction as well. But having said that, I wanted you to have the wellness plan, but I wanted to go ahead and look at the policy. So the plan is about 13 pages long, but our board policy is only a couple of pages, okay? And really, like I said, it is a little more vague and tells us what we're going to base our wellness plan off of. So things like, at a minimum, the local wellness policy must contain, and I'm going to kind of go over that. Obviously, a lot of this is in regard to nutrition promotion, a significant amount of that. And we were talking earlier, I know Brittany will end up talking a lot in the next couple of meetings and kind of giving us a lot of information. Some things like are just mandated by the state that, you know, and those are requirements that we have to have. But then also extra things that kind of improve upon wellness are things that are in the plan that may or things change over the last 3 years. I was looking through it as well. And while things are not, I'm not directly in charge of, there's things that I know that have changed even along the lines of the health, the menus and that sort of thing, the different programs that are even available to you that have changed just in the last 3 years. That so I do see the value in reassessing the plan, and then if there's things that we need to change or that we've made unobtainable, perhaps like our goal maybe need to be changed. One thing I'll just bring out, like, later we'll talk about NutriSLAS, and that's a program that we no longer have, so we'll need to kind of evaluate that and see what we think there. And also going over this, I think as we go to games and as we have programs at the elementary and things, there's a lot of things that we already have in place or that we're already doing that are really great things that we need to just brainstorm and be able to give us credit for it on our assessment. So there's really a lot of those things, and maybe some things that we need to do a little bit better, that is a good reminder. So anyway, food and beverages, it talks about these things. And this again is the policy, so a little more vague. Our wellness plan has to talk about standards and nutritional guidelines for all beverages and foods sold during the school day. And remember, I like to bring up again, the school day means the period 30 minutes after the end of the school day and any time before, I guess. Okay. The wellness plan has to promote the health and reduce childhood obesity. Identification of position of the district school officials responsible for implementation and oversight of the local wellness policy. And you'll see that is directed at the school administrators, the principals, and then the superintendent. So while we are evaluating and trying to drive, you know, making sure that it's we've got good things in place, later, we just send our recommendations to the principals and to the administration, and they're responsible for implementation of that. Another thing that we'll see in the plan, let me scroll down just a little bit. Participation and implementation, this is the periodic review. This is kind of what we're talking about right now. Where does it say a little bit? Wellness policy, reporting local school wellness policy content, notifying the public about that. That's something that we do in this way too, and online. I was trying to see where it talked about, and it may be a little bit further down, but also one of the things, and it does talk about reducing obesity and that sort of stuff, but athletics, the opportunity for physical activity is another thing that's big. I would say the majority of the wellness plan is directed at foods and nutrition and that sort of thing, but then the rest of it would really be aimed towards overall well-being, physical activity, and then some other things like just promotion of wellness thing, you know, behaviors and stuff like that. Okay, so again, you can kind of see that this is rather vague. It's good, it allows for this wellness plan. So when we look at that, again, we're gonna be talking about the wellness policy, but really also the plan. So that's really why I have this one printed out. Please know where the policy is and in reference to it, because we will look at those also. But I think for the benefit of our school, really looking at the plan is gonna be what we need. Okay. When you're looking, there's some different data that tells us really what we're looking at on the wellness policy. And the best description I found was basically the wellness policy is the document that guides our school, our LEA, the school district's effort to establish a school environment that promotes student health, well-being, and the ability to learn. So that's really what the wellness plan, I thought that was a great definition of it and what our goal is in re-looking at it and making sure that that is driving this goal. Okay. The USDAA is really, and Brittany probably could tell us, there's a ton of data. As you start looking at it, they don't give you, it's kind of like they give you a ton of data, but don't give you just one thing and say, do this, and then know it's okay. So that has been, that's probably good, but also a little bit of a source of frustration for me in trying to figure out, like, what is the best way for us to do this assessment and that sort of thing. So I just wanted to kind of touch base on some of those. Okay. So this is the USDA, the Department of Agriculture that guides a lot of this. And the, I think I printed this for y'all. Yeah, so you have it as well. When we look at what is the wellness policy, I think we already kind of established really what that's going to be doing and the goals. Kind of looking further down, maybe on the next page, it talks about the triennial assessment and how the triennial assessment, a minimum of every 3 years. So we could, if something were to change and we need to bring that up again, we could look at it earlier than that. We're looking at the compliance with the wellness policy. So how well our plan matches the policy, I guess. And how it compares to, it does say this, and I'm not certain about this, and I'm going to have to read and learn more about this part too. And Brittany, just so we can say, she is going to a training that they don't offer until March of this coming year to help us really make sure that we're doing the, using this opportunity for the triennial assessment to get the momentum and the progress that we need. Again, I'll kind of say, and I brag on Glen Rose, I mean, we love Glen Rose, of course. One thing that whenever I was going through the making the plan, really, a number of years ago, I thought, man, where are, these are like goals that they're wanting us to put forward, and we're already doing this and this and this, and these are like great, great things that we're already doing. So just having that collaboration as a group, my kids are older now, they're, you know, gone or just in high school. So it's so fun being at the elementary just for hearing a vision and seeing the, even the little things that, you know, in the small time frame I'm there that are going on. And it's just kind of cool to see what happens across the campuses and how our staff goes above and beyond to make great opportunities for the kids. And they don't even know they're helping us just by doing, doing these great things anyway. We just need to fill that in and give them the accolades they have for doing a great job ahead of time. Okay, the progress made in attaining the goals of the wellness policy, that is part of it too, and that's kind of what I was touching base with. So, the documentation that we have that we're required to keep, the state agency. And I don't really think that there's a state agency that's, like, coming and checking this for us, but
this will be reviewed during an AR within child nutrition.
Okay.
That's one of the things that will be brought up. They'll have to see documentation, like, what all we're implementing, like, ensuring that we're meeting all of the, you know, not just, like, nutrition, you know, standards that we have to meet, but also they're going to look at all of our documentation, like, for our wellness policy, et cetera, and make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
We do have the copy of the current wellness policy, of course, online, and we have the triennial assessment documented on the website as well, which is the most recent assessment, and documentation of efforts to review and update the policy, including who is involved in the process. So that would be under our SHAC, and it's very in our policy and everything. It refers to the SHAC as being part of the planning process. And then all of our meetings are posted online and the notes from that as well. So I think we're good on that. Okay, moving off of that. We'll see. Okay. Again, this is the USDAA. What did I really love here? I didn't print this, but really, I think in our minds, if we talk about what are we really looking at with this, maybe it is needing a little bit of a refresh, getting back to some things that have changed, some different things that we're doing, you know, things that we're doing differently, things that maybe are better, or things that we've taken away. And if we need to change anything, then we make a recommendation. And at the end of the school year, I don't know if I said that, but we do make that recommendation to the school board, and then I can easily go in and change the plan without even the policy. That would be a different thing, but we could determine if this
policy drives our plan.
Okay. I did want to say this, and just before I bring this up, the different tools that I've found, you can click on tools and resources, and then see if it'll. It can bring up stuff on the triennial assessment, and you see what I mean about like there's a wealth of information, but never something that says, hey, do this. So it's just, again, like all this information, there's this school health index that you log on and this wellness in action policy tool where you see that's from the CDC. And it goes in, it seems like though it can get like super complicated for something that doesn't really have to be that complicated to me. So know that there's lots of things that I've looked at and you can put it all in online and like register and all this stuff. But it seems like I feel, and I wanted to propose that to y'all, like the way that we did that before, just really going through with this and looking at our policy and looking at our goals. It seems like we're able to see, okay, are we meeting those? Are they fully in place? Are they partially in place? That sort of thing. I think we've already, okay, which tool to use? So I wanted to give y'all some ideas. The last time that we went through this, I found we had used this assessment. Let me just
pass y'all that.
And we filled in, we just kind of highlighted these different areas and then filled in with some of our goals. Now, this isn't big enough, obviously. I would not be able to write in that. So you'll notice if you go and look at the assessment, I actually took this from a horizontal to a vertical and just highlighted the things that we needed to change or implement. So what I like about this is the opportunity to list steps that have been already taken that are great things, and take notes on those. And really this kind of, I'm not going to be able to write all of the things in the boxes. Maybe we could type it. It would be a longer document. But as we're taking notes, it kind of drives our mind what things are already there or what are the barriers to implementing this. And if those barriers are there or, you know, what could we do to overcome them, that sort of thing. And then list next steps, like ideas that we could use to implement it better. And then also just, is this goal fully in place? Is it partially in place or not in place at all? In which case we need to change those things. So, and also maybe is the measurable goal on the plan not really, you know, is that not a goal that we would be able to match up to? So, are we blowing it out of the water? We need to, you know, put that it's fully in place. So I like this one. I felt like this drives us. But when I had looked at some other schools, that what they had online for their wellness policy, looked at some neighboring schools, and this is what they used. I see value in this, in a way. It's a policy assessment, so if we're looking solely at the policy, but to me, and they would have that every school needed to fill this out, you know, that we need to do this. To me, this doesn't, it's a yes or no. So what I love, of course, who doesn't love a yes or no? That's way easier. This would be easy to do for us. Are we doing that? Yes. But I don't know that, I think it checks off the box that we're doing the assessment tool, but I don't think the idea behind the assessment, this accomplishes. So, the easy way out to me, honestly, I love this,
but I don't know that this helps us reevaluate our plan. We could do this probably in one day sitting down. This is going to take us probably the next 2.5 maybe times to look through and work through the plan. So know that that's there. That's kind of what we're going to be kind of trying to decide on and work for. There may be something else that's also that y'all know of, Brittany finds, you know, or something before the next meeting that you think is more valuable that might be
better. I do like this one, going through it, I do have this one for myself too. Some of this criteria on here kind of gives me a broad idea of like things that I know to be looking for within our program. So like a couple of them on here, like one of them is about promoting nutrition education, so like with signage, things like that. Mm-hmm. It kind of gives me a broad idea. It doesn't give me an opportunity to specify how we're doing that necessarily, mm-hmm. but it does give me an idea of like areas where, hey, we're not doing that, that's a good idea. Like, how can I implement what that main idea is? So,
yeah.
I mean, maybe we could use it as like a starting point, and then if we have other ideas, maybe kind of implement some other stuff, but I think it's a good tool.
And we could use it as we're going through, like you're saying. I mean, just when you read that, I thought we have that as a goal, and exactly what you're saying. It doesn't talk about at all what our goal was on here, but do we do that already? Yeah.
For nutrition, like the nutrition portion of it, mm-hmm. like I looked through it and use this as kind of like a tool for myself to say, okay, are we doing that? Are we implementing these things that we're supposed mm-hmm. to be implementing? But I mean, I didn't really go through the physical activity portion of it, but just for the nutrition part, I did, and I think it might be a good starting point.
Okay. I like that. Anybody else thoughts on that?
I feel like it just kind of hits like the main points.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It does hit main points.
But like you said, it doesn't like really go in depth.
Yeah, it's not specific to our plan though.
Yeah.
So, but maybe like you're saying, we look at our plan and see that are we having this, and then re-look at the plan and in addition to it, like this doesn't have to be the end of it, but also take our notes and say, what do we need to
mm-hmm. kind of fine tune it, like revise mm-hmm. some of them, yeah.
Yeah. Which is really sort of the same thing. I mean, you're using both, and this is written out and drives us our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Because there might be something on there. If there's anything that we're saying no, is that in our plan, and do we need to maybe add it to our wellness plan?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying there. I like that. Anybody else? Okay, I think we've kind of touched on this over and over again. What are the goals? What are the ideas? And this was just the link that I had already put on there to that Healthy Schools Index. That brought up just that wealth of information. I don't know. Brittany, am I missing anything else that you think we need to talk about on the wellness plan?
I don't think so. I'm excited to dig in. It's kind of like a report card for me.
Yeah.
Report card.
Okay. Terry, anything that from an administrator standpoint that you think?
I do agree. I think this would be a good start.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of maybe that helps us already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then we will bring those. If y'all don't mind, we'll leave those things here today. Mm-hmm. I think that is really, we got through things this quicker than I thought we would too, which is great. I think it would be hard to start on this midway through. So the good thing is we've got an audio we can tell everybody else to go listen to and get caught up. That's their homework. And then I hope that the next time we're going to be just ready to go, we'll start just going through, I guess, kind of what I'm hearing. We'll go through this assessment tool and then kind of start working also match pointing it, and we'd be able to put like page, which one we're, you know, what page we're doing, and kind of reference back and forth on that, and making sure our plan is good too. So I think that's great.
I think you really hit the nail on the head though. Like, our campuses do a wonderful job of implementing things that, like, we don't, they're not even necessarily in our current plan. Like, we're doing so much stuff across the district that, I mean, sometimes I don't even know. I'm like, oh, that's
you know. Absolutely. So, okay. Thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all's time.
I'm going to end this. Maybe. I don't know.